بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We've been discussing the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shakur. That being who is most appreciative, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most appreciative, that being who grants in abundance for little. That is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That we also get the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates. And on little a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives great amount of reward. So this is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shakur. Or we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Shakur. Ash-Shakur is so appreciative that when his servant does smallest righteous actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants great rewards and recompense. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرٌ مِثَالِهَا وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who brings, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ, the person who brings one good deed, فَلَهُ عَشْرٌ مِثَالِهَا, Allah says that 10 times the reward. 10 times the reward. Abu Hazrat Wara, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, explains, Allah Ta'ala uses the word, not doesn't do a good action, but he brings a good action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that he does the action. First of all, he has the fikr, the concern to do the amal. Then he does it correctly, the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned many a times, a person can perform his salah. Say, I perform my namaz, I perform my salah. But was your salah in accordance to the sunnah? Set in conformity to the sunnah, then in the court of Allah, it's acceptable. So many things in Sharia we are doing a'mal, but the most important thing to do the a'mal correctly. My Quran tilawat also, reading Surah Fatiha in Salah, is my Quran tilawat correct? Is it now in conformity to the Sunnah? Is it acceptable in the court of Allah? Many of us, and Hazrat explains also, we have this, we want everything perfectionist, we want everything perfected. The housewife, she wants everything very clean, perfect, no dust, no this, no that. Even us, when it comes to our cars, it comes to our hobbies, we want it perfected. The car must be absolutely clean, shining. We paid for it. We go to the car wash. The person finished wash the car. We sit inside. We'll check the side. We'll see the center. We call him again. We didn't clean here. You didn't clean there. So we want everything as we like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants salah like how He wants it. Just like how we got this concern, because I'm paying for it. So I want the service delivery. And how I complain after that? No shukr. I complain. And how much taxes we're paying, and how much you're doing like this, and how much you're doing like that. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us to task, how much I'm not doing for you all, how much I'm not giving you all. And he mentioned many a times that almost 99% of what we're enjoying in our lives right now, we haven't asked Allah ta'ala to give us. We are crying for the 1% that we're not getting. That 1% that we're not getting, so to say, that we're crying about, and we're making na shukri and being ungrateful for. 99% Allah ta'ala gave us, we haven't even asked for it. We're just enjoying it, we're taking it for granted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every amal Allah wants you to call you to the sunnah. I have to learn the sunnah. How is the sunnah salah? How to perform the salah? What qira'at to read? How to read the surahs? How to stop? When to read a'uzu, bismillah, my ruku, sujood? All is in conformity to sunnah. And also my external, my dressing also according to sunnah. Standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how my dressing is according to sunnah. As close as possible. As close as possible. This also, we mentioned many a time, that we're performing salah, our youngsters, our youth, sometimes ourselves, we're wearing certain brand names. And those brand names, designers, are absolutely against the command of Allah. First of all, they're non-Muslim. Our wives, little bit now, you might get a phone call, leave from a non-Muslim Muslim. Who phoned you? What's her? What work she's got with you? Why she sent you a message? Person is parashan already. That's the wife. Allah says, you got brand name. And these, most of these designers are not, they're not straight. They're not straight. Allah Ta'ala's curse upon them. The amal, the actions, evil actions engaged in, and now I'm standing before Allah with that brand name. Allah must accept my salah. Your wife won't accept it. How is Allah going to accept your salah when you're wearing such clothing of such people that have declared war with Allah openly? During the action of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. So how to wear clothing like that before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? To wear kuffar style clothing, the hair also, standing before the Creator, the one that gave me the head. Hazrat says also that a person brings a trophy for me from Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. We kiss it, Jazakallah Khair. He thought of me in the holy lands, Alhamdulillah. Mubarak Zameen, he thought about me, brought trophy for me, brought a shawl for me. And we thank that person. And then we try it on, it's fitting well. We send him a message again, Jazakallah Khair. Exact foot, Alhamdulillah. I wear it only on Eid day, or I wear it on Jumu'ah day. We thank him so much. Hazrat says, have you thanked the one that gave you the head? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much did you thank him? Yes, we thank the makhluk, don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the a'mal, man ja'a bil hasana, the person who will bring the good action. First of all, he knows the fada'il, then he has a fikr and concern to do the action. Now to do the action in conformity to the sunnah. How I'm standing in salah, Hazrat explained to us recently, that when you're standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, get our salah right, everything will come right. Am I 2 feet facing towards the qibla? 2 feet for... You might hear now, ulama says, musta'ab. If you do it, you'll be rewarded. If you don't do it, then there's no sin in there. There's no sin in there. But when it comes to dunya and profits, even I'm making a 5 cents, but I'll make something on it. Make some profit on it. You won't say give it for free. No, I give it for free. That 5 cents, I got so many rolls over here. Times how many meters? Every meter you're counting 10 cents, 5 cents. One salah, that standing facing the qibla, the feet facing towards the qibla, we can't say 5 cents and 10 cents. That could be the reward now for your entry into Jannah. That one last reward, Allah look for it. Oh, he stood straight in namaz. But one salah, he stood straight. The one salah, little bit of consciousness came and he stood straight facing towards the qibla, both his feet. And then 4 fingers apart. Mustahab, 4 fingers apart. Or Shaykh al-Hadith is mentioned in his kitab also. Is your salah correct? 4 fingers apart. Aqrabu ila al-khushu. It's closer to concentration in salah. Now you put alert. Sometimes you're too relaxed. And the person's hand goes down a little bit, not tied correctly, not holding his hands correctly also. And he's standing with his head, like he's just relaxing before Allah Ta'ala. There's a way how to stand, Allah to see you in attention. How are you standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, perform your salah as you see me performing my salah. So at least then I get it right. My feet facing towards the qibla, 4 fingers apart. How I make my takbir ula, how I... Takbiratul Iftitah, my first takbir, how I tie my hands, my qiraat, my surah, all conformity. Allah says, now you can bring, now you've done the amal according to sunnah, now we have hope of Allah, we still know it's broken. Allah, then too you accept it. You akramul akramin, you are shakur. Allah, you appreciate. Small broken amal, I'm trying. Allah will accept it. Then Hazrat says, now you've done it, now bank it. Don't do such amal that will destroy it. Antahbata a'malukum. That you hurt somebody's feelings. Now you perform the salah, but you're blocking somebody. Or if somebody blocked you, now you're going to abuse him. You just perform the salah. Now protect the amal. So this ayat actually means, now you've done the amal, bank it, take care of it, look after your amal, fulfill the huquq and the rights of people. So the day of qiyamah, they can't claim from you anything. Because in dunya you hurt anyone. Whether you abused someone, insulted someone, shouted at someone. Now remember, when you say someone, we think of somebody out of the street. Sometimes your own wife also. We just came from majlis, before that you banged the door and you came. We didn't make salam also. Someone is like somebody else. Like she's a non-entity. Who worries about her? Na'uzubillah. No. Qiyamah's day she'll claim from you also. If you want to give her your password and username, Qiyamah's day she won't need it. Qiyamah's day she won't need the username and password. Now she'll claim that you hurt me. You say sorry, didn't apologize. You just carry it on as normal. Qiyamah's day, then she'll also claim. Children sometime, unnecessarily, just shouting at them, insulting them. They're free for their father. They can't say anything. You see his mood, how's his mood, how's his anger. They are afraid also. Qiyamah's day, they'll claim also. The Tanya has explained to us, Rahmah, how to reprimand the child, how we can discipline the child, how to hit the child, not leaving any marks on the body, not on sensitive places of the body. Not when you're angry, walk away. When you're cool, now for disciplining the child, now you may give him 3 shots. Not leaving any marks behind. That's anger, that's zulam. You become a zalim, oppressed in the eyes of Allah. Dua not accepted. You might think, it's my child, I can do what I want. No, you can't do what you want. Allah Ta'ala has rules, regulations. We've got to know it and do it completely, properly. Do the amal correctly, now bank it. So Qiyamah's day, when a person, if he had to abuse anyone, Qiyamah's day they will come and claim, and how they will claim your amal. Now they'll tap into your bank of amal. One cent, one rand, one abusive word, Then they'll be claiming it. A person, no. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said more or less, all his a'mal will be finished. All transferred. And those people's bad a'mal will be transferred to him. Allah Ta'ala protect us. That person is a bankrupt person on the day of Qiyamah. So to bring all his a'mal to man ja'a bil hasana, as it says, he brought the a'mal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intact. Not that he lost it on the way. He did the a'mal, banked it, took care of it. So that is the biggest concern Sahaba Ikram had. After they did the a'mal, to preserve the a'mal, till meeting with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That they didn't lose the a'mal on the way. And tahbata a'malukum. Shouldn't be that you destroy your a'mal, you're not even aware of it, that I destroyed my a'mal. A'mal got destroyed. Something haram you consume, didn't worry about it. So how to be careful in regards to all these things over here? That is why we should make dua, Ya Allah, if I hurt anyone, Ya Allah, you recompensate that person. Knowingly, unknowingly. And any person I hurt, they make it a habit. We were taught by our Hazrat wa'ala and our Mashayikh also. I hurt anyone, then Ya Allah, read three quls, three times Suratul Ikhlas, and send it to the ruh and the soul of that person. But you made his ghibat sometime, you hurt him, you can't get to him. Whatever it means. Yes, you took his monetary right. You took now some material item of his. For that now, you can't send in three quls. They tell him, I send for you three times Surah Ikhlas, make it maaf now. A 2 million I owe you, I give you three quls. Yes, if you got a big heart like that, tell the person, please, Jazakallah khair. I don't make you maaf, but carry on sending three quls. I need it. And your heart, you forgive it. If Allah has given you a heart like that. But you can't help people and say, I'm going to read for you. Till I die or till you die. No, you got to fulfill the haqq of that person. We wage war with Allah. One is a person's right. One is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wage war with Allah. Whether it be with insurances, life policies, which we know is absolutely haram. This is you declaring open war with the Creator. Allah gave you the life. Allah gave you the property. Allah gave you the wealth. Allah ta'ala gave you the car. And now I want to insure it against Allah. The one that gave you, I want to insure it against Allah. Ya Allah, you can't do anything to me. Person is asking for problem now. And if we had done it before, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to cancel it. If we had done it before, we got payouts also, which we consume. We don't give our families haram to eat. And we got it. They put it to figure, Ya Allah, so far in my life, I've taken so much from whether insurance policies or this policy. I make a note of it, Ya Allah. I think this is the maximum I must have taken haram. I make the niyyah to pay it back. To who? Give it to some zakat recipient. Every month I'll take out. Whether it's 10 dinars, but I'm paying towards what I have taken unjustly. I start paying it. Like how we said, qaza namaz, a person starts reading his qaza umri, he might not finish it. But inshallah, Allah will see, he started the journey towards me. Qiyamah's day, we have great hope, he'll wake up among those that had no qaza namazes. Hafizul Quran just started only Surah Fatiha. Allah Ta'ala took him away. We know what. The riwayat and all say, Mashayikh say, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise him with the Hufaz. Only read Surah Fatiha, but he had need to become Hafiz. So we hope also that person might be in a financial dire straits right now, but he's taken all these things over here, he's had some payouts from here, from there. They say, Allah, I know it's not right. But I've used it. I paid my debts, paid here, paid there, with all these policies, whatever it may be. Put a maximum amount, Allah, I'm going to pay it back now. Just make the intention and start, and you see how the avenues will open up. According to the niyat, Allah Ta'ala's help will come. Niyat is so big, he knows, Ya Allah, I don't have that amount of funds. The funds, you, is that your intelligence that will make the funds appear from the unseen? Allah Ta'ala will send it according to your niyat. He wants to pay it off before he closes his eyes. Allah will open the avenues for you. How it will happen, from where it will happen, you will be surprised. Sometimes in our haram also, Allah Ta'ala opens avenues, we get surprised, Ya Allah, how this opened up. In our haram, imagine now in the halal, the test will come, but Allah will give barakat in it. And all that I thought now, that I'll never be able to even fulfill those rights or pay it back, Allah will open the way. And it'll come with halal, barakat, muhabbat. Now I might be earning big figures, but all in the haram way, I got all those policies and all the insurances, everything. Things look good, the figures are big. But something is not right in the family. There's no, it's just no happiness, just chasing. It's a daily anxiety. What's going to happen next? Well, this is not coming right. It's not opening up. You've got a contact there, but then it still didn't open up. How come? How? It's just anxiety upon anxiety. Although everything is there, but just anxiety. Whether it's a wife, she's got some anxiety, panic attacks. Whether it's the children, he's got palpitations. Something is happening somewhere. I'm just not getting the complete sukoon. What's happening? Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that he's sitting now, He's sitting on a bank of a'mal, not a'mal of mal. But he can't sleep. He needs Valium 5, Valium 10. He needs to sleep now, sleeping tablets. Can't sleep. He can't sleep. And he looks at the person now, the Jama'at Saati is working for him. Say, boss, 40 days, I want to go Jama'at. Say, I'll go. The Talim is sleeping away. He's sleeping in Talim. Say, well, how is he getting sleep like this? After Isha, he had a full meal and everything else, alhamdulillah, and he's gone to sleep, tahajjud is up. No fikr in the world. Hardly any still attached to dunya. Little bit is earning, he's going in the path of Allah, enjoying it. No anxiety whatsoever. Left the wife behind, everybody behind, and he's moving. He's a free man. Well, he's working for me, I have anxiety. He's got no anxiety. He's having a good sleep, he's having a good life. Alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala has made a system for everyone. So the important thing is to take the amal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intact. Completely intact, fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of the ones around us. Then we can preserve this amal and bring it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I brought something. Although it's broken. Hazrat gives the example that there was drought in the lands, in the farm areas. So this farmer, he heard that in the cities also there's drought over there. He heard so. So he told his wife, I'll take some water for the king. And possibly he'll reward me very kindly. I bring some food back home because they don't have water over there. That's what he heard. So he had two earthen pots and he filled it with water. What do you say? Farm water, borehole water, well water, which is not filtered now. So he carried it now and had a long journey to go to the city. And by the time he reached there, his skin was burnt. And the water for so long was in the earthen pots. And he brought it to the king, Bacha Salamat. Brought some hadiah for you. Bacha said, MashaAllah, how did you bring? It was a kind king. He said, I brought water for you. I heard you have no water. King just smiled. He appreciated it. Simpleton from the farm areas. He carried these two pots of water and he brought it all the way. He said, leave it here, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward you. And he told the minister, reward him kindly. See what he's brought for me. It is a thought that counts. He brought the water. When he opened it, it was smelly. Couldn't even drink it. Couldn't even drink the water. And as he was leaving, he told the khadim and the attendant, they're just taking him past the royal dam and the reservoirs. They just show him the pure water we have. He didn't actually do us a favor, he did himself a favor. By bringing the water, he did himself a favor. But the reward we have given him is more than he could expect. Hazrat says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no comparison. We bring our dirty amal like that, two rakats. But what Allah is giving? What Allah is giving? What Allah is not giving? What Allah is not giving? We just start in the car, we hardly read our Maghrib, and already we can smell the food fragrance outside the house. MashaAllah, what a meal the wife has cooked tonight. Alhamdulillah. Already now we're planning for tomorrow lunch. What's for Friday lunch? No fikr, where is going to come from? Allah already gave it. All our smelly amal, Allah says, Shakur, I appreciate it. You mean, and the reality is, me doing the amal is not on my will. Allah, you allowed me. As you mentioned last week, we are just dead entities. Before we came into this world, non-existent. After we leave, non-existent. Nobody spoke about us. Few years later, nobody will speak about us, non-entities. We have little bit life in between. And this life compared to the existence of Allah is such a weak existence. But we feel we're so strong. We are so weak, we can't do anything on our own. Allah allowed us to come and make salah. Allah allowed us to listen to the talks of deen. The voice reaching the ears by the permission of Allah. My entire existence belongs to Allah. Allah Ta'ala can just finish it with one switch and the heart is off. Everything is gone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur, that being who is most appreciative, Allah Ta'ala appreciates, that being who grants in abundance for little. He grants great reward and recompense. Ash-shakur grants much more reward than is deserved. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً لَزِيدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. Whoever does a virtuous action, we grant him much more. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. According to your sincerity, Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward of it. Only one amal. Just on the intention only. Only on the intention, Allah Ta'ala says, Malaika, write the reward. As if he's done the action already. When he does it, now multiply it. But he intends to do evil, there's no sin, is it? There's no sin. As Hazrat says also, many a person says, I get all these whisperings coming. And I feel like a sinner. Whisperings will come. To bring the whisperings now, and wasawis, that is incorrect. That is haram now, to entertain it. It will come on its own, the whisperings will come on its own. We don't entertain it. As long as you don't make amal upon it, there's no sin for it. So it will come, just let it pass. Don't give it any bother. A shakur is that kind being who accepts small actions. Despite being so great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the smallest of actions. Entry to His court is not restricted to those with major good deeds only. Not necessary. Because it has the smallest amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. Those who perform minute actions can also attain divine proximity, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts those minute actions. Like we heard Bishr Hafi, many a times we heard his incident. Left the pub, tavern, absolutely intoxicated. Man is intoxicated. Sometimes you find a person outside wobbling and walking. We say, no, bichara, what his life is going to be? In that intoxicated state of his, he sees a page on the floor, the Allah Ta'ala's name on it. Picks it up, he kisses it, he cleans it, takes it home, puts it somewhere high. Small action like that, picks up the name of Allah only. Next morning he hears from the unseen, Bishr has become my friend. Bishr has become my friend. Overnight Allah Ta'ala made him his wali. Such a small action. Bishr has become my friend, and he says to walk barefoot. Never wash shoes again. Why? See, Allah Ta'ala has made the earth firasha, Allah Ta'ala's carpet, this is. The earth belongs to Allah, it's His royal carpet. I don't have the himmat and the courage to walk on the carpet of Allah with shoes on. That was his now level of ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Luz Sumun Bani Israel, Luz Sumun, Susan herself. She sees the dog panting in the throes of pangs of thirst and hunger. She takes out her leather socks, she drops it into the well, takes out some water, she gives that dog water to drink, gives the dog kutta, water to drink. Allah loved that action so much, Allah Ta'ala made her jannati. Prostitute. Cheap woman like that. Allah Ta'ala made her jannati. The contrary, another woman, pious woman, had a cat, but she was evil hearted. She would tie the cat up at night, never allow the cat now to eat, to feed on the mice. And the cat died in that condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cancelled all the good amal. Why? Evil just to a creation of Allah. It was a cat only. Ill-treated the cat, ill-treatment to the cat. Allah Ta'ala put it into Jahannam because of that. So small actions can win the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason it is stated that the smallest of the small actions should not be intentionally left out. So that's why we're saying, we might say mustahab, standing four fingers apart, mustahab. And we ask also, unfortunately nowadays we ask, is sunnah or is wajib or farz? So the motivation behind that question is sunnah, so we leave it out, it's okay. No sin. Sahaba ikram, if they knew it was sunnah, it was we can't leave it out. For us, if it's sunnah, so we can leave it out. I'm on holiday now, so sunnahs we can omit it. Holiday is so on. Holiday is now you free. Now you can read full namaz now. Yes, if you're traveling, you're en route, you stop somewhere, musafir khana, now you're rushing, then yes, you suffice upon your faraiz only. But once you booked in, you checked in, now there's enough time now. Now I can do relax. Relaxation for a Muslim now is the ibadat of Allah. I can remain full namaz, alhamdulillah. Because you're going to eat full also, on holiday now. Then the quota increases too. So the salah also, read a full namaz, read your nafil namaz also, no problem. We've got all the time in the world. That's a holiday for a mu'min. Our Hazrat used to say also, that the holiday for a mu'min is just, it means a change of ibadat. Yes, we go for holiday, holiday means change of ibadat. I'm at home, I'm earning for the family, taking care of them, alhamdulillah, with the permission of Allah. Is also ibadat. Now I'm taking the family out, is a change of ibadat. Now I'll make their khidmat, they'll make my khidmat. Play with the children a bit, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So just a change of ibadat, not the drop of ibadat. Oh, which we drop the quota now. Now because Torah cards for us, and Isha namaz, you know, 2 and 3, and finish. 2 and 3, and finish. Inna atiyana qul huwa Allah. And salah is over. No problem. But we can take our time, read the full namaz at least, read the short surahs too. But we've got time. Allah will appreciate that during his safar also, then too. Our kabir was so punctual as the Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi. When Hussain Ahmad Bani rahmatullah alayhi, he said even on safar also he would never miss his tajwid namaz. He went from a jalsa in Dabil, came all the way from UP to Dabil, almost 15 hours by train. Came for the jalsa, had bayan, supper, finished midnight. And then he entered into his room where he's going to take a rest. Over 80 years old. And then he sees the bed in the corner, charpai. So he asks the khadim, what's in the corner? He says, Hazrat, we put a bed for you. He says, usko nikalo. Take out that bed, I sleep on the floor. I'm used to my one shawl, put it on the floor. old man like that. Within 2 hours he was up again in tahajjud, 2 hours tahajjud namaz. Even on Safar also. One Safar, even when Abdullah Kapadri mentioned, one Safar he came also, he entered into the room to have rest at night. He says, when Muli Sahib came and caught Hazrat's hand, he says, Mawlana, I opened one maktab in the outskirts. Please come make dua. What's the time? Past midnight. He said, oh, what dagger is that? What daggers he got from the Khadims and the Murids? Then you are taking Hazrat now, you know the time, use your brains a little bit. Hazrat saw all of them looking at him. Say, bhai, tum log so jao. Say, all your Khadims and Murids, you go sleep away, I'm going with him. Put him in one ox cart or something. At that age, and took him. Hazrat went all the way in the outskirts, made dua for his maktab and came back. Khadim said, I'm waiting for Hazrat. Hazrat came back. Just lay down about an hour or so, back up on tahajjud, and about 5, 6 o'clock, he had a train back again to UP. Even on Safar, that level now, you want tahajjud namaz. For this reason, it is stated that the smallest of the smallest sections should not be intentionally left out. Who knows, by this being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is so appreciative, forgiveness may be granted due to the small action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never regard any good action as insignificant, as trivial. Even if it be meeting your brother with a smiling face. Just to give him a smile only. Even the beggar, you can't give him something. But at least give him a smile. Even that to a sadqah. Just smiling at him. Meeting your brother happily is outwardly an easy action. In reality, it is an act of virtue, which should never be regarded as insignificant. Be grateful for this action, so that you will be deserving of even greater reward. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. And we see Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is so grateful and appreciative that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accepts the smallest of actions also. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're discussing a beautiful bayan of our Dada Shaykh Zamana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in regards to anger, which is a killer disease. It kills the people around a person and kills himself also, his ruhani spirituality. So in regards to anger, last week we mentioned the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would display anger when the command of Allah was broken. You could see his face became like a pomegranate that was squeezed. Like a pomegranate that was squeezed on his face. It became so red. The Nabi says, become angry. But the person who controls his anger, one who swallows his anger in spite of having the ability to exercise it, would on the day of Qiyamah be called before the entire creation. Allah will call him before the entire, just for controlling the anger. I swallowed my anger. I didn't get angry. Allah will call him in front of the entire creation. And he will be given the option to choose whichever hoor takes his fancy. Subhanallah. So he controlled his anger with the wife. Allah Ta'ala will give him whichever hoor he wants to on the day of Qiyamah. Because he controlled the anger. Obviously, Hazrat says, don't forget, no matter how beautiful the hoor may be, the wife will still be the queen of the hoors. She will still outshine all of them. Why? Because she now tolerated all your nakhras, all your moods. The hoor didn't do anything like that. So she will be the queen because her beauty will be her anger control also. That will be her beauty. Her taqwa, her Quran tilawat, her chastity. All that will be her makeup on the day of Qiyamah. Which the hoors won't have. She had haiz, childbirth, postnatal, all she went through in this life because of the husband. So all that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will beautify her. On the day of Qiyamah she will outshine all of them. The next hadith in regards to controlling of anger, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, let that person stand who has a right over me. Allahu Akbar, Allah says he has a right over me. Why? You know when a person gets angry, he forgets all people's rights. Only his right. The rest are all wrong. And nobody has a right over me now. Be it the wife, be it the children. He says, I just lose myself. Whether it be on the road, whether it be in the workplace, sometimes in class also, the ustaz, sometimes he just loses himself. So let the person stand who has a right over me. فَلَا يَقُومُ إِلَّا إِنسَانٌ عَفَى. None besides those will stand who forgave the faults of others in the world. None will stand. None besides those will stand up who forgave the faults of others in the world. They forgave the shortcomings of others. Allah said they have a right over me. They overlooked them. overlook the wife, overlook the children sometimes. So people around us, we overlook them. They took our rights, no problem. We overlook them, Allah says, you have a right over me. You forego your rights, Allah says, you have a right over me. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is more loyal in fulfilling anyone's rights than Allah? And how Allah will fulfill the right beyond our expectation also. So keep these ahadith in mind. Right now, letting go of my right, now Allah has given me a right upon Himself. One who desires that loyal, that lofty mansions be constructed for him in Jannah. One who desires that lofty mansions be constructed for him in Jannah, and that he be granted high stages in Jannah, to forgive those who deal unjustly with him. Now you might think he's taking my right away. I had a plan now to build a palace. Allah says, leave the palace. I got you one in Jannah. They took your right away, no problem. You secured one in Jannah now. The person who wants that mansions be constructed for him in Jannah, just think to yourself, I'm getting angry right now, but I'm letting go. Already now Allah Ta'ala with the Malaika to start constructing for you. They're building, your house is being built, palaces are being built for you. That he be granted high stages in Jannah, should forgive those who deal unjustly with him. He should give to those who deprive him. This is part of the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unlike us, mukafat. You give me, I give you. Hazrat says, like how we have qurbani time. We're supposed to split the qurbani animal into three portions. Yes, one for the family, that we eat within the family. The one we give to relatives, and some we give in sadaqah. Hazrat says, now the tartib is different. One third now is for the braai stand. One third now is for the deep freeze. And one third now is for their haga, their connection, I'll send the shoulder there, they send the leg for me. And then I'll give them a braai, and they'll give me a braai. You see, there's no sadaqah there. It's not. There's all ilah that we're so used to all these plans, playing with the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, no, qurbani give to those that don't give us. And sometimes we see in the family, how many ox they drop? They can't give even give it a little bit steak. You know how expensive it is. Every year they can't even give us to at least half a kilo. Why should we give them? Sometimes we say these things, unfortunately. Because we're looking at their maal, how much qurbani are they making? Doesn't mean now they're not giving, so we don't give. The Hadith Sharif says that he should give those that would deprive him. If they're not sending, we'll still send for them. We still give to them, not a problem. And he should establish ties with those who sever ties with him. This is also very important. That as we say, mukafat is now, they good to me, I'm good to them. This is not regarded as good akhlaq. This does not constitute good akhlaq. Good character, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the heaviest a'mal on the scales, the heaviest a'mal on the scales of the riyah of qiyamah, is good character. Not your tahajjud, not your salah, not your zakat, good character. That will be the heaviest on the day of qiyamah. So who to be good with? Those that don't keep ties. Now to keep ties with them, they treat me unjustly, they treat me like a jahil, they swear at me, they give us attitude, they don't host us. That's the people now to keep with. That's the people to keep with. On that Allah Ta'ala has promised all His rewards. Allah Ta'ala constructs now mansions for him in Jannah, and he'll be granted high stages in Jannah. Dunya. Wala Muhammad Yusuf Sahib, you say, Rahmat al Amir of Tabligh, he will say, لِمَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The person now who will humble himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise him, Allah will give him izzat. How beautifully he translated the hadith. He says, give up your honor to the makhluq. Give up your honor, your dignity, and your respect, give it up to the makhluq. How they treat me, how they tell me, what comments they make. And we are commonly people say they have a feud with somebody. Women have their own things also. What happens now? Everything goes on to the, what do you call it? DP or status. Status. They put there now, all the hadiths will bring. And now they're referring to you. Now they're referring to you. And now they see that you're seeing what they block you after that. Then somebody else will say, you know what? They're saying all these things, they're referring to you. Hey, it is haqq and he did this and he did that. He took his amanat away and all these things now, they put him on the status over there. Someday. So, all these things will happen. But that person now who breaks with you, that's the person to keep the ties with. So Hazrat Ji would say, Rahmatullah alayhi, that man tawada'a lillah, that person who will give up his right, his respect, his honor to the makhluk. Doesn't matter how they treat me, what they say about me, what they think about me. He says, give it up to the makhluk, your dignity and honor and respect, and demand it from Allah. And demand it from Allah. Don't demand it from the makhluk. And now you're going to message him or her. Then what's all this about? Leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you the honor and respect. Don't ask it from the makhluk. Don't handle the creation. Then what's your problem? No respect. When my son came to your house, or I came to your house, you didn't even open the door. I hooted, nobody came. You sent the maid outside. What kind is that? Now, you know, you're demanding your respect. So we should think, ya Allah, what am I? Small existence of mine. They give it up to the creation. They can treat me how they want to and demand your respect from Allah. Allah will give you the respect. You might not have the respect. Allah will give you such a son. Subhanallah. Such family Allah will give you. People will have to look up to them. Subhanallah. Look at him now. He was a downtrodden man. His son is giving the khutbah. He's performing the namaz. He's in the forefront. Look at what Allah Ta'ala hasn't given this family over here. As much as they wanted to bring you down, Allah will raise you. And Allah will give that respect. So this is now the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that one who desires that lofty mansions be constructed for him in Jannah, and that he may be granted high stages in Jannah, should forgive those who deal unjustly with him. This, as we mentioned, lies for the men and for the masfarat. They should also think. It happens now, women are emotional. So it happens between them more commonly too. If somebody won't give them a nice face, or she didn't look at me nicely, or she didn't invite me, I walked into the walima, whatever it is, and even greet me, even welcome me. So all these things they feel. Give it up for Allah. Give it up for the sake of Allah. Then who am I that they must come and welcome me, or kept a seat, they didn't keep a seat for me, or a chair for me, or they didn't commend me, and told me to bring the salads, and nobody ate it, nobody said it was nice. So all these things, give it up for Allah. Allah is building for you mansions in Jannah right now. And Allah Ta'ala will give you the honor and respect in Akhirat. And he should give to those who deprive him. He should give to those who deprive him. And he should establish ties with those who sever ties with him. We'll finish off with the last few ahadith. Ties with relatives. Some relatives, some blood ties are such, in spite of dealing excellently with them, will never deal the same with that person. I invited him now to my children's wedding and nikah. He didn't give me doubt. He didn't give me doubt. So you ask yourself, why did you give him doubt? Why are you recalling your doubt to him? Shouldn't be that this ihsan jatlana. That now a person is good to someone and now you sing that song. See, I did this. That is finished, the reward is gone now. قَوْلُ مَعْرُوفٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. The better you have a good word than spending upon him and hurting his feelings. Better you didn't call him. So call him with open heart. Who I'm doing it for? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only with the pleasure of Allah. Nobody else. Ya Allah, you become happy. Allah becomes happy, Allah will change his heart. Allah will enslave him. Only Farooq Sahib has a whole bayan on this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what akhlaq he showed. The disbelievers also, those that hurt him the most, arch enemies, that wanted the blood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hurt him, killed his uncle Wahshi, Khalid bin Walid, all of them put together, Hind, and the rest of them that hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what akhlaq he displayed. He didn't wait for anything, no recompensation from them. He said they came on their own back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, our life is for you now. Do what you want with me. Nabi ke ghulam ban gaye. They became the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, we hurt you, tell us what to do now. Throw us where you want to, we are ready to go for you. He said the person will have a heart like that, Allah will turn the tables around. They will come and eat from your hand. Not that you want it. Allah's system is like that. The command pertaining to them, to family that break ties, is sil man khata'ak. Establish ties with those that break them. Hadith Sharif says, those that break the ties, that you keep the ties with them. Not those that keep ties, we keep ties. Those that break ties. The Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the author of Fazal Amal, once a year he used to go to his hometown, to his village, Kandla. And he used to take money now, some money, for all his uncles and relatives that were staying in the village still. Obviously, not all were happy for him. Allah made him world-renowned, subhanallah. Everyone is singing the praise of the Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Not everybody was happy. We have in the family now, people have some other misunderstanding, misgivings in regards to you. That they feel like you're not sincere or you're like this. Hazrat would go, he would meet some relatives, some family people. He would enter the homes and tell him, Beto, you sit down. He was a big Shaykh al-Hadith. He said, now the uncle will start with him. You like this, you think you're a big shot, you're a big wali, people running behind, and they have a go at you. Others say, yes, quietly. This is now what the alam of the time. The title was given to him, Qutb al-Aqtab, which is the title given to the leader of the Abdals of the time. buried in Madinatul Munawwara. What kitab is written? And he says, he's shouting at me, what do you think you are? See, I would listen in my heart, I'm making so much shukr to Allah. Yet at least somebody is telling me my reality. Somebody is telling me my reality. Otherwise, everybody is saying, Hazrat, 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 somebody is finally telling me who I am. After all, shouting everything, he said, I'm leaving, I make salam, and I take off some hadiyah. Acha, jazakallah khair. Allah Pak reward you. He says, I used to go to homes like this, and I used to wait to go. That's how he used to keep ties. That's how he used to keep ties. Get all the shouting, we will say, no, I brought for him some hadiyah, I will leave it in the boot. No use giving this connection. Look at his attitude. Doesn't deserve anything. Allah make us maaf. If you got the cash in the top pocket also, you better just leave it now. Don't feel like giving him also. Doesn't deserve it. Hazrat Shaykh, I shouldn't give it. Say, Jazakallah, somebody told me my reality. Like this he would go. To one family member, and he would give them hadiyah like this. So keep with those that break the tie. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his own daughters Aisha radiallahu anha, Azwaj al-Mutahharat, so amongst them, when Mistah and Safa bin Mu'attal, that they slandered her, na'uzu billah, that she committed an evil act. And he used to maintain his cousin every month, to give him some spending, whatever it was. The same cousin now started the entire rumor about his own daughter. Such a small thing. Think if we have a daughter, 15, 16 years old, and people are saying she slept around, na'uzu billah, what anger you'll have in you? What anger you'll have in you? How can you say a thing like that? Is that a small thing? The whole talk is going around town. So he got angry. He took a qasam by Allah, I'll never give him again. I'll never give him again. He hurt me, he actually slandered my daughter. That is the whole rumor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send wahi down, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَعُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَبَكَ الصِّدِّيقُ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَعُوا. Forgive him and overlook him. He started the slander. Forgive him and overlook him. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ. Don't you love that Allah forgive you also? Don't you love Allah forgive you also? Forgive him. And you still spend upon him. Direct command came down. Now, he didn't take 1-2 cents of his. This was, he took away the honor of his daughter. Only somebody take my wealth, but you can take it. But he took my daughter's honor to speak a thing like this. That wahi had to come down thereafter in Surah An-Nur, declaring the chastity of Aisha radiallahu anha upon this man's allegation. Allah sent wahi down. Then to Allah, I say, forgive him, overlook him. And then to still spend upon him. If Allah to forgive you, forgive him. So we can see now in the family also, somebody has hurt me to what level? Can't be more than this. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Somebody hurt me, they took my right, whatever it is, for Allah's sake, overlook him and still spend upon him. Still send hadiyah for him. Person will think, what's wrong with this person? I took his right, he's sending hadiyah for me, he's sending me da'wat. Then you see how the hearts will turn around. Allah Ta'ala will soften the heart. If not his heart, his children, somebody in the family, Allah will soften them. We had once, there's a family that we know about also, where things didn't go right when it came to the inheritance of the old man. And one of the brothers took everything away. One of the brothers took everything away. Deprived the other brother. But Allah Ta'ala blessed the other brother with such children that became the awliya of the time. But this person who had taken the entire inheritance, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with a good son also. After the demise of his father, he built his empire at the son. Then he called up his own cousins and told them, I worked out your people's share. What my father didn't give your father, I got the whole share left for you all, I'm distributing it to you all. And he gave it to them. Cleared his father's records. So somewhere now, and those family that were deprived still kept the ties, still kept the respect. And when they needed it most, Allah Ta'ala opened the hearts, and Allah Ta'ala opened it and gave it to them. So how Allah Ta'ala will use who and when it will happen, Allah will level out the playground, the playing field. Allah Ta'ala does give the chance. Allah Ta'ala give us the yaqeen and iman, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa laqibatul imurtaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kullu an uhsi thanaan alayka anta kama athnita ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya arhamar rahimeen, ya akramal akramin, O kareem rahim Allah. Forgive us all of us sins, O my Allah. Allah grant us your ma'rifat and taqwa and your muhabbat, O kareem rahim Allah. Give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, if any person has hurt us, taken our right, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us hearts to forgive them and overlook them, O my Allah. Grant them even more, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, save them from your anger, from your azab, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you have hurt anyone, Ya Allah, you have taken the rights of anyone, Ya Allah, give us the understanding, Ya Allah, give us the consciousness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on our behalf, Ya Allah, you make them happy, Ya Allah, and you repay them, O my Allah. Give us plenty to repay, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if anyway we declared war with you, O my Allah, by taking anything haram, O my Allah, open the avenues of halal, ruzi upon us, Allah, to repay all your hukuk and the rights around us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. Save us from your anger, from your displeasure, from your wrath, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us in your mercies, Ya Allah. Keep us in your pleasure, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every step of our life make us conscious of your existence, Ya my Allah, of your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Teach us every sunnah of the Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Ya Allah, give us the knowledge of every sunnah, love for every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, accept our lives, عز وجل وبالتي له في الخدمة والسنة ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the entire world and كريم رحيم الله يا الله we thank you for all your bounties and نعمات يا الله يا الله save us يا الله from يا الله from your displeasure from your anger يا الله from your disobedience يا الله all those that are ill and sick يا الله يا الله to the healing and sick and ill يا الله grant them شفاء عاجل كامل مستمر يا الله make it easy for them all those in hospitals يا الله grant them discharge يا الله send them home with عافية all those in pain يا الله relieve them يا كريم رحيم الله all those that have illnesses and bimaris make it easy for them Oh my Allah, all those in this, Ya Allah, remove them from their deaths, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open avenues upon them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Ya Allah, begging from the makhluk, Ya Allah. Make us, Ya Allah, dependent only upon you, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, the season of Hajj has begun, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the bait belongs to you, O my Allah. The Kaabatullah belongs to you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us the love, Ya Allah, for Haramain Sharifain, for Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect, Ya Allah, protect our harams, O my Allah, from all the fitnas around, O my Allah. O my Allah, open the doors of Hajj for the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Make it easy for the Hujjaj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant them Hajj maqbool, mabroor, Ya Allah. Accept all of us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Mutub alayna innaka anta tawabu al-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.